or perhaps watching a vibrant sunset on a beach full of glistening plastic bottles and food wrappers.
Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com/radio and use code radio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/radio and use code radio at checkout.
I'm Navy vet, journalist, and Navy Federal Credit Union member Phil Briggs, and I've always loved how Navy Federal has savings and investment options built for vets like me and my kids. Heck, even their kids can join one day. They also offer access to financial advisors to help members get the most out of their investments. So don't miss out. The sooner you start building your finances, the better off you could be in the long run. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products are insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal, and may lose value.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. As Elon Musk's Doge Squad halts operations at USAID, they've also now gained access in the Education Department and the Treasury Department. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says Democrats are introducing legislation that would bar meddling in Treasury.
Have they even done a little research? Have they heard the other side? Or are they just in such rush to cut anything they can so that they can keep tax breaks and give deeper tax breaks to the wealthiest of Americans?
A group of FBI agents who assisted in January 6th criminal investigations filed suit today in an effort to block the Justice Department from assembling lists of agents for potential disciplinary actions or firings. The first flight carrying migrants to Guantanamo Bay will arrive today. They've been held in prisons that have held Al-Qaeda terrorists is where they're going to go. And all 67 bodies recovered from the Potomac River after the deadly midair collision have been recovered. This is ABC News. It may have been the most surprising trade in NBA history over the weekend when the Dallas Mavericks gave up their superstar and traded him to the Los Angeles Lakers. Now, Luka Doncic has arrived in LA.
It's a trade that has shocked the NBA, one that doesn't totally make sense for the Mavericks to give up their superstar player. Luka Doncic, now an LA Laker, says he's excited to be teaming up with LeBron James.
Just like a dream come true, you know. I always look up to him. There's so many things I can learn from him.
He says the last couple of days have been a blur and have felt like a few months after the surprise trade happened and he made the abrupt move to L.A. to join the Lakers. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Jury selection is underway for the man accused in the stabbing attack of acclaimed author Salman Rushdie. Hadi Matar is accused of stabbing Rushdie more than 10 times before a lecture in Western New York in 2022. The attack left the 77-year-old blind in one eye. Dave Packer, ABC News.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Macy's, we're so ready for Valentine's Day. While it might feel like it's still a ways off, it's actually next Friday. Fortunately, that's just enough time for you to find the perfect gifts from our Valentine's Day gift guide. How about a hobo-style handbag from Coach? A three-piece gift set from Lancôme, Estée Lauder, or Clinique? A watch from Michael Kors? Or diamonds and more diamonds? Whatever your love loves, come into Macy's and find the perfect gift for your Valentine before next Friday sneaks up on you like Cupid with a little bow and arrow.
Guys, don't make the mistake of waiting until the last minute to order your Valentine that special gift from the Cottage of Durand. Your special sweetheart deserves flowers, candy bouquets, jewelry, or stuffed animals from the cottage. Order early and your gift will be delivered to your sweetheart on Valentine's Day. Not sure what to get? Missy and the staff can create a Valentine's gift she will truly enjoy. Don't get your someone special flowers from the gas station on Valentine's Day. Order that special gift from the Cottage downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Mostly cloudy and quite chilly today. High temperatures will only reach the mid-teens with feisty winds, which is knocking us back to feeling 10 to 15 degrees cooler. They ease overnight tonight. We slide to the single digits. And with temperatures a little warmer tomorrow, we are looking at light snow moving in by night. Get the bathroom you've always wanted from BCI Bath & Shower. 1-800-329-4115. Right now, it's 6 degrees.
Now this news update. On Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Bob Haig. At the Capitol, Republicans announce a measure to require sheriff's departments to verify immigration status of people jailed for serious felony offenses. State Senator Julian Bradley.
We know from recent media that there are sheriffs in our state that are not interested in complying with federal law.
Counties which fail to comply would risk losing up to 15% of state-shared revenue. Democratic Governor Tony Evers already indicating he'll veto any such legislation. Nearly a dozen loose and aggressive dogs bit people at a Madison Quick Trip Monday night. Police say 8 people had been bitten. Charges have been referred to the DA's office against the woman responsible for the dogs, which are at the Dane County Humane Society. The Department of Natural Resources looking for seasonal employees. Find more information on the DNR website, Wisconsin Radio Network.
If you need health coverage due to a life change, healthcare.gov is here for you. Like it was there for Terrence and Jody when they got married, and Sophia when she had a baby, and Gary when he moved and needed new insurance. There are many other ways to qualify. Visit healthcare.gov today to see if you're eligible to enroll. Limited time to enroll. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
There's no such thing as too much caring. That's why Gunderson Health System and Bellin Health have come together to form Amplify Health. The same doctors you trust, the same hospitals and clinics you count on, the same great care. All amplified by an even higher focus on empathy. Amplify Health is more than just a new name. It's a way to make personalized care more personal than ever. Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by the JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durand, SFB Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls, 24/7, and West Wisconsin Telecom, and Amplify Health by Gunderson Mondovi Clinic, affiliated with Tri-County Hospital. The Rural Partners Network is putting together an 8-county outdoor recreation plan to help Pepin County and Western Wisconsin receive state and federal funding to build more outdoor recreation opportunities in the area. The network is seeking input from Pepin County business owners to help determine what recreational activities are needed in the area to best serve residents and attract tourists. For more information on the survey, visit the Rural Partners Network website at rural.gov. The Chippewa County Department of Public Health says there's a new public health kiosk available for the public to use. The kiosk provides a variety of health and safety supplies like Naxalone nasal spray to reverse opioid overdoses, fentanyl and xylene testing kits, feminine hygiene products, and safer sex kits. Other items include firearm locks and medication deactivation bags. That kiosk is located at the Chippewa County Jail and is accessible to all community members 24 hours a day. A Western Wisconsin barn fire has caused $550,000 in damage. The Rice Lake Fire Department says crews responded to the blaze on 22nd Street yesterday afternoon and found smoke and flames at the center of the barn. They stayed for almost 6 hours to extinguish the fire. The fire department says no animals died, but crews helped to rescue 2 cows and 2 chickens from the barn. The cause of that fire is still being investigated. Friends and family of a Minnesota woman who was found dead last year are starting a foundation in her honor. Organizers announced the formation of the Madeline Kingsbury Foundation last week. The group will focus on domestic violence and education and awareness and hopes to empower victims to take control of their lives and futures. Kingsbury's ex-boyfriend was found guilty of killing the Winona County woman last November. They note on their Facebook page they are still working on getting approval to form a nonprofit, and any donations made right now will not be tax deductible. Starting today, it's 2 weeks before Election Day, clerks can begin issuing in-person absentee ballots at the clerk's office or at another designated location. The in-person absentee voting process, sometimes called early voting, involves a voter both requesting a ballot and completing that ballot on the same trip to the clerk's office or designated location. Voters will need to show an acceptable photo ID when voting by in-person absentee ballot. Election Administrator Megan Wolf says voters who still need to request an absentee ballot by mail should act immediately. You're listening to WRDN News.
At 24/7 at West Wisconsin Telecom, we're building smart communities with fiber optic technology. For over 70 years, we've provided friendly, effective service to both residential and business customers. Keep your home secure with smart monitoring and enjoy seamless streaming with Select TV. 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom can boost your business with reliable network solutions to keep your team connected and productive. Discover the power of dedicated local service. Experience the speed of fiber internet and visit WWT.net today.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Firefighters from Durand, Plum City, and Mondovi responded to a fire at the Rooster Tail Bar and Grill in downtown Durand yesterday afternoon. According to Durand Fire, firefighters were called to the bar after a neighboring business smelled smoke and then saw flames near the bar area. Firefighters had to ventilate the bar, and they used about 1,000 gallons of water to extinguish the fire. No one was hurt in the blaze. Damage estimates are between $25,000 and $35,000. The cause of that fire is still under investigation. Authorities have released the identity of the 19-year-old killed in a crash that happened near Stanley. The Wisconsin State Patrol identified him as Trayton Tesmer and believed alcohol use was a factor. The crash happened just before 4 a.m. on Sunday morning on Highway 29. A Chippewa County snowplow was plowing the road when it was hit by behind from Tesmer in his Jeep. The 19-year-old was pronounced dead at the scene. Another phone scam going around in western Wisconsin. The Chippewa County Sheriff's Department is reporting scammers are calling people, identifying themselves as a Sheriff's Department investigator, and that they need personal information from the victim to rectify an issue regarding missed jury duty. This is nothing more than a scam, as authorities will never call you to request personal information over the phone. If you receive a call like this, you are to just hang up. It's time to find out if your home will be covered in case of a flood. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding you to check to see if your home qualifies for special flood insurance. Most homeowner policies do not cover that damage and do require special additions. Just 1 inch of water in a home can cause thousands of dollars of damage, so it is important to get that coverage. You can find out more and where to apply online at floodsmart.gov. The Republican Party of Minnesota is starting an effort to recall the DFL members of the Minnesota House. The GOP released a statement yesterday saying a DFL boycott of the chamber has effectively shut down state government. Republicans say the recall effort is an attempt to find leaders who will fulfill their constitutional duty to constituents. DFL lawmakers have been absent from the chamber since the start of the session, keeping the House from having enough members to conduct any business. You're listening to WRDN News.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of ANSAE & Associates.
For excellence in auto body work and paint jobs, there's only one name to see: JKO Auto Body Shop of Durant. Because JKO Auto Body Shop strives for excellence in every job they do. You'll know that when your car is repaired by JKO Auto Body Shop, that is in back-to-factory specifications from the parts to the paint. And it will last, too. JKO works with all insurance companies. From body work to paint jobs, excellence is what you'll find at JKO Auto Body Shop. Madison Street, Durand.
The third annual World Euchre Championships are returning to New Glarus. The annual championship is the largest fundraiser for New Glarus Cares, a community nonprofit that supports local projects. The 2025 World Euchre Championship looks to be the biggest yet, with an expanded doubles format and a singles tournament where players are pitted against everyone. The championship weekend will also feature open euchre games at a number of New Glarus establishments. By the way, that tournament runs from May 17th through the 18th. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Spring forward with real unlimited data from Straight Talk this tax season and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. So you can stream games during Mad March hours, check the weather for April showers, and watch gardening videos about May flowers. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 4/15/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires purchase of single line Gold Unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
Well, good morning, kiddo. I love that you're home from college. I've missed you.
Still taking your nature-made vitamins?
Every day. A multivitamin and a probiotic. You better be taking yours.
Still looking out for me, Mom.
I'll never stop.
Made to care for you every day. Nature Made, the number one pharmacist recommended vitamin and supplement brand. Find us in the vitamin aisle, based on a survey of pharmacists who recommend branded vitamins and supplements.
Rudd, the Iron Man of his generation. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
This July, the roar of the engines returns to Chicago.
The race leader Alex Bowman is on South Columbus.
NASCAR returns to race the streets of Chicago this July 5th and 6th. Visit NASCARChicago.com for tickets and experiences. This July, NASCAR returns to the streets of Chicago.
Coming back to East Roosevelt, headed back onto South Columbus.
Everyone's a winner at NASCAR Racing in Chicago this July 5th and 6th. Visit NASCARChicago.com for tickets and experiences.
For three decades, Racing Electronics has been the number one choice for scanners, headsets, and all race day communications needs. Racing Electronics provides the ultimate fan experience for the ultimate NASCAR fan. Hear uncensored communication from every team in the race with a scanner from Racing Electronics, or tune into the MRN radio broadcast. To learn more, visit RacingElectronics.com today. Be race ready, be RE equipped.
Ricky Rudd will be honored Friday night as part of the 15th NASCAR Hall of Fame class of inductees. Known as the Iron Man, Rudd made 788 consecutive starts in the NASCAR Cup Series, winning 23 times. Hall of Fame executive director and former MRN pit reporter Winston Kelly shared that the Rooster was a confident competitor.
Everybody respected him, but he instilled fear in them because he didn't back down from Earnhardt. He didn't back down from Rusty, from Kevin Harvick, from Jeff Gordon, any of them. You know, if you pushed him around, he was going to push back. So he was incredibly tough for 25 consecutive years. He never missed a race.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Opening night of the Super Bowl is in the books in New Orleans. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Former Badger linebacker Leo Chanel to the Chiefs on why he's confident this year's Chiefs roster is even better than previous years.
I think we've retained a lot of guys, you know, from the past 2 years. Like my class especially, like we got a bunch of great dudes that are playing like a lot of good ball right now. So I think it's a lot of guys. Coach Spag's system, it's not a simple system. So it's like the years that are kind of like setting in and guys are finally like getting it and understanding it and running with it.
College basketball, Badgers back home tonight playing host to the Indiana Hoosiers in Big Ten action. That's an 8 p.m. tip on Peacock. Marquette Golden Eagles return to action on the road tonight. They'll square off against Big East leading St. John's in New York. That one tips at 5:30 on FS1. The Bucks fell to the Oklahoma City Thunder 125-96 last night, playing without their top four players. On the second of back-to-backs, they're at Charlotte on Wednesday. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The calendar has turned to February, which means winter sports playoffs aren't far behind. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand-new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. It is February, and Sun Prairie's Jimmy the Groundhog has told us we have just 7 more weeks of winter high school sports remaining. February also means the winter sports postseason gets underway, as hockey seed meetings are coming up this weekend, with boys swim and dive, as well as wrestling regionals just 10 days away. Before we get too far ahead of ourselves, let's look at what's going on in the hoops world. Last Saturday, we got a huge showdown in girls basketball, as Division I top-ranked Kimberly took on third-ranked Pewaukee. It didn't turn out to be much of a contest, as Pewaukee handed Kimberly its first loss of the year 82-67 behind a game-high 28 points for Michigan State recruit Anna Tarian, as the Pirates forced the Papermakers into 29 turnovers in the game. Drew Doust of Southern Door moved into second place on the boys' basketball all-time scoring list in Wisconsin with 27 points in a win over Brilliant, passing the legendary Mickey Crow for second all-time as he sits at 2,747 career points. He's still more than 500 points shy of the state's all-time leading scorer, Anthony Pieper of Wausaukee. Among the big games on the schedule early this week is DePere at Ashwaubenon in a key FRCC game. DePere features Badger commit Zach Kinziger, while Ashwaubenon counters with Alabama recruit Amari Allen. This has been a WisSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WisSports.net.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Gerisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources last week announced the preliminary results of a chronic wasting disease deer and predator study that should interest deer hunters across the region. I'll share the basic results when we return.
Ice fishing is here, and it's time to hit the frozen water with the Onyx Fish app. Use the Fish app to find new places to fish and sort lakes by species, abundance, trophy, and keeper potentials. Onyx Fish also shows you hotspots, lake-by-lake regulations, and private and public land ownership information. For a limited time, download Onyx Fish for free in Minnesota and Wisconsin, or head to onxmaps.com/fish to get more information on the app that's changing the game on ice.
The Wisconsin DNR last week presented the primary results of the Southwest Wisconsin Chronic Wasting Disease Deer and Predator Study. The point of the study was to determine how CWD affects deer populations. Fieldwork for the project kicked off in 2016 and took place in northern Iowa, Dane, and Grant counties in south-central Wisconsin. The area was selected because it's the region where CWD was first detected in the Badger State way back in 2002. The disease has maintained a high prevalence in the area in recent years. What did the study show? Well, the annual survival probability for a deer is much higher if it's not infected with CWD. The study showed that uninfected does have an 83% chance of surviving from 1 year to the next. Bucks had a 69% chance. But if they were infected with CWD, those levels dropped to 41% in does and a mere 17% in bucks. The DNR says the conclusion is simple. CWD substantially reduces deer survival rates and suppresses deer population growth. I'm Rob Gerisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Check out our website at outdoornews.com.
Hey, I got you something.
What's this?
Just a little Galentine's gift from JTV.
Do you mean Jewelry Television? I love their jewelry. They have the
new customers get $25 off their first purchase of $75 or more. Visit jtv.com/romance.
And their artisan collections? Gorgeous.
Are you going to open your gift?
Oh, yeah. It's the pearl bracelet.
New customers receive $25 off their first purchase of $75 or more. Visit jtv.com/romance.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Mostly cloudy and quite chilly today. High temperatures will only reach the mid-teens with feisty winds, which is knocking us back to feeling 10 to 15 degrees cooler. They ease overnight tonight, we slide to the single digits, and with temperatures a little warmer tomorrow, we are looking at light snow moving in by night. Get the bathroom you've always wanted from BCI Bath & Shower, 1-800-329-4115. Right now, it's 6 degrees.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Another roller coaster type of trading action that we saw today, though some good green on the screen for our grain complex. It was a mixed type of market feel for the livestock in the sense that hogs were to upside and lower on those cattle numbers. A breakdown today as we talk about the headline risk. I think that's exactly where we're going to start because it just ebbs and flows moment by moment in this trade action. And Sean Hackett's joining us. He's with Hackett Financial Advisors. And Sean, you know, you and many others have always said, don't trade on the headlines. And this is a perfect week of explaining that notion, because it just one moment you see it and the next minute it's changed to something else.
Yeah, you have to try not to overreact to the headline risk, especially with a Trump presidency. We just know that he's privy to saying extreme things and then flipping very quickly. That's just his negotiating style. And what we're telling our customers is, you know, try to use the volatility when it comes to your advantage. I mean, if you're a physical buyer and you need corn and we get a big break in corn on a headline risk, you know, use that to your advantage and vice versa. If you get a big move up on the headlines story, you know, try to use that to make some cash sales. I just think that's the only way you can legitimately use the market to your advantage. Predicting what the next headline is going to be is just not something we think anybody can really do, and we try to stay out of that.
So looking at that, I mean, you talk about the changes that we've seen. Let's look at the negotiation that seems to have happened pretty quick with both Canada and Mexico with us and pushing it back a month.
Yeah, I think Trump made the calculated guess that they need us more than we need them. And so he put max pressure on them when he came out over the weekend with that policy of dramatic increases in tariffs literally overnight. And obviously, I think both leaders understand how important trade is with the United States and quickly came to the table and said, you know, we understand your concerns. Let's kick the can down. So I think for right now, in terms of his overall negotiating style, it seems like he won round one, which is he put pressure and he's gotten them coming to the table. But can you actually get a deal done that Trump will sign off on? That's a much more difficult task than just getting them to come to the table in the first place.
So many folks are saying, how much of an effect is this going to have on agriculture? Or is it going to be more of, you know, for example, with China, with the automobiles, that kind of thing? What do you see this near term weighing in on our agricultural trade?
I still believe at the end of the day, if China really needs to buy U.S. soybeans, or they really need to buy corn, or they really need to buy wheat, and no one else really has it or has it at the price that we're offering it at, I don't believe they're going to negate buying supplies of critical ag products from us over a trade war. I think if they need it, they're going to do it, and they'll get their hands on it. I view supplies as this one big pot of corn around the world. Various countries have it or don't have it, and I don't really think it's going to change that other than short-term volatile moves as the markets react to it.
And we know that China has said South America is going to be their first choice making purchases. We're number two in line. Dollar's a big part of that as well, beyond what we're seeing in all the tariff talk right now.
Well, Brazil has been their first choice now for about at least 18 months or even longer. So we know there's nothing new with that. To the extent that any talk between Trump and China irons out a better understanding than the one we currently have and brings some additional demand to the U.S. versus what we've been seeing in 18 months, meaning we're starting from a low point now, Susan, versus a high point when he first became president. So my view is the risk is we go from low exports to them to something a little more. The last time he came in, we went from selling a lot to them to a lot less. And so I think the onus here is we could have greater chance for a positive outcome this time around than a negative outcome.
And just sitting kind of quietly in the background is Russia and Ukraine, not to wish any headlines from them, but it's gotten on the quieter side. And the only big concern has been with how their wheat crop's going to do.
Yeah, I think right now, unless there's a dramatic change, everyone is assuming that things are going to calm down there with Trump being president and maybe some ceasefire negotiations coming to pass. It is all about weather. We're about ready to come out of dormancy with the worst rated crop in Russia, Ukraine, especially Russia, in about 20 years. And our weather work suggests that there's a high order again this year for a major spring frost, both here in the U.S. winter wheat belt and in Russia, Ukraine winter wheat belt. Last year, Russia, Ukraine got that major frost. It put over $2 on to the wheat market here and created a big surge in grains. We think the risks are very, very high that could be repeated. To me, that's going to be the bigger catalyst in that region going into the spring than geopolitical risks with Trump now being president.
So here in the States, we saw the latest crop numbers come out yesterday. Kansas sitting 50% good to excellent. Nebraska, for example, dropping to 25% good to excellent. And now we're into a cold snap with not a lot of snow cover.
Yeah, I mean, things are really starting to dry out, especially for KC wheat areas. It doesn't look like that's going to change much. We've had a cold winter, something we warned about on your show quite a few months back. And we think cold weather risks are going to continue to plague the U.S. winter wheat belt, especially as we come out of dormancy. Because right now, as you know, Susan, in order to get winter kill, you need temperatures at 0 degrees or below with no snow cover. But give it another couple of months, you only need 28 or 29 degrees to create some significant damage. And so what is required for cold for cold to create the winter kill damage really makes it much more probable that we're going to get something more meaningful as we approach later on in April into May.
When we come back, we're going to talk about how Easter is weighing in on all of this weather talk as well. We've got more coming up. It is the Tuesday version of the Channel Final Bell right here on the Rural Radio Network.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Welcome back once again to the Rural Radio Network's Channel Final Bell. I'm Susan Littlefield as Sean Hackett joins us again with Hackett Financial Advisors. You and I were just talking during the commercial break, and let's talk about if folks still have some of that wheat that they haven't traded and what all the weather talk that you and I just had before we went to break, what that might mean for them.
Well, I think last year when Russia-Ukraine had that two-day frost and we put on over a $2 rally in the wheat market, I think it was over a 30-day period. It was pretty quick, created a tremendous opportunity for cash sales to be made at a profitable price. This year, because Russia-Ukraine had such poor crops last year, the ending stocks in that region and globally are much, much lower than they were a year ago. If we were to have a similar type of frost shock either here or in Russia-Ukraine, certainly one would anticipate that we could have a similar move or maybe even a more pronounced move. And so we would really try to keep that in mind, that there could be a really good selling opportunity. And seasonals usually do top out, Susan, in that, you know, late April, May timeframe. It's usually a good time to be sharpening your pencil at how are you going to get this crop sold if you get that opportunity, because you want to make room for the new harvest that's about to come in over the summer.
And talk about how Easter is an interesting kind of level in this trade of when Easter falls and how it seems to play a role in weather and spring planting.
Yeah, you know, it's just, you know, spring, I mean, Easter obviously can come on different days, and it offers different times for plantings and for, you know, when the cycles line up. And it just seems that that when you corral weather around when Easter arrives, it often correlates to when we get some of these more extreme frost events. And so that's always something to pay attention to as a marker on the calendar each year to when, you know, the market's more at risk for an outsized reaction to a weather event.
All right. Look at the South American weather before we switch to livestock. Many areas are going to hit those 100 degrees and not a lot of ground moisture going on.
Yeah, I mean, Argentina has certainly been dry. They're the ones getting all the heat. It does look like they're going to get some relief here later on in the month. More importantly, second crop corn in Mato Grosso, they're planting it late. It looks like they're going to catch up here with some drier weather. But the idea that, you know, we have such a tight corn market globally with supplies and we're planting the crop late pushes pollination out into the dry season. It's just not what you want to see when you're trying to get some supplies to counteract this tight market that we're in, and going into all the risks that may occur with a cold spring, meaning that the corn crop in the U.S. might be delayed because if those soil temperatures don't get to, you know, 45 degrees or higher, the crop's not going to get planted, especially in those central to northern Corn Belt areas. So just a lot of worry on the table going into the spring, keeping the corn market on edge.
Livestock side, the cattle market kind of extending their down trade. What's your takeaway, and was it in due time that we're seeing the negativity going on?
Well, we moved the market to new all-time highs on the tariff war escalation, the idea that we were not going to be able to bring in cattle into the country that we desperately need. And then, of course, we talked about headline risk. We kicked the can down 30 days, and then they unwound that breakout, you know, taking it off with the idea that at least for now, you know, it's not going to be in a restriction. So cattle market and the hog market moving in opposite directions, because Mexico is important for in completely different directions of trade. We just need to keep a really close eye on those two markets based on headline risk as we go into the end of this 30-day period. Do we get a deal? Or do we go back to where it's not happening and those 25% tariffs are going to be put on? Obviously, what we just saw on the reaction to those tariffs would reverse back up. If we get a deal, then some of these trends now would probably continue. So unfortunately, there's no way to determine that per se. But clearly, that's what we're seeing in both markets is the violent reaction to headline risk.
Some say the pressuring factor as well was because the border was reopening with Mexico after the whole screw room situation.
For sure. I mean, there was no question that we already had some restrictions being applied due to that screw worm issue. On the margin, that being alleviated or removed does bring some more cattle in, so long as, you know, we don't get into a protracted trade war with Mexico.
All right. What are the other factors that you're going to be looking at and kind of keeping an eye on for this market going into the rest of the trading week?
My view is, on top of all of this, we need to keep an eye on this next USDA report. What do they say anything different about South American crop production? And most importantly, do they change corn ending stocks anymore? We've seen a trend of significant reductions in corn ending stocks in the last three USDA reports. If we start pushing our ending stocks below 1.5 billion bushel carryout, Susan, you know, the market's going to start to get really, really uncomfortable. And there's a possibility this report could, in fact, do that. We need to be on guard for the potential for that to happen. And
what's the best way for folks to get a hold of you?
Our website is Hackett, H-A-C-K-E-T-T, advisors.com.
Today, that's the Channel Final Bell, brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional on the Rural Radio Network.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by John Deere, proud partner of the FP Next podcast. While the world adapts to the new tariff regime ushered in over the weekend by President Trump, the cattle industry is also still digesting some new information on the shrinking supply of cattle in the American countryside. I'll have the details after this.
Any age, any make, any model, any way you look at it, you can get the right part at the right price by stopping by the one parts counter at your local John Deere dealership. Whether you need to replace a worn part or just need to stock up on maintenance and replacement parts, you can find it all at the one parts counter. Knowledgeable, friendly staff will help you choose from genuine John Deere, Reman, or A&I parts. Do yourself and your machine a favor. Stop by the one parts counter today at your local John Deere dealership.
Kurt and Sarah here, your hosts for the FP Next podcast. We're talking about all things Super Bowl food and how agriculture plays a role in the big game. From the footballs made from cowhide to the 1.45 billion pounds of chicken wings consumed on the day, ag is everywhere.
Talk a lot, not just about Super Bowl and agriculture, but also about ag in the South. Hear this and more from your friends at FP Next, powered by John Deere. With new episodes every other Tuesday, find us anywhere you listen to podcasts or on farmprogress.com.
On Friday, the USDA released their annual cattle inventory report. And while no one expected a massive rebound in cattle inventory numbers, the data does confirm what many in the industry were already sensing. Cattle numbers continue to shrink. As of January 1st, 2025, the total cattle and calf inventory sits at 86.7 million head. That's down about 500,000 from last year. That puts us at the lowest level of cattle in the U.S. since 1951. Now, that figure includes both cattle for beef production and cows for dairy production. So to break it down further, the beef cow herd is now at 27.9 million head. That's a decline of roughly 100,000 from January of last year. Dairy cow numbers, on the other hand, actually ticked up slightly to 9.35 million head. When it comes to replacement animals, we are also seeing cutbacks. Beef replacement heifers are down to 4.67 million head. That's about 1% lower than where they were last year. And milk replacement heifers also dropped by about the same margin, sitting at 3.91 million head and helping support that dairy replacement heifer market. The steer inventory, those at least 500 pounds or more, also shrank 1% to 15.8 million head. And looking at that next generation, the 2024 calf crop came in at 33.5 million. That's just a touch lower than 2023's total. So what does all of this mean? Well, for one, there are simply fewer cattle on the ground, and that's likely to help keep prices supported in the coming months. Livestock economists also noted that record high feeder cattle prices through most of 2024 and so far in 2025 have encouraged many cow-calf producers to sell off the farm rather than retain heifers to expand their herds. The combination of high operational costs, elevated interest rates, and continued drought concerns across much of the country has kept ranchers cautious. I'll have more when we come back.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-635-3311. That's 1-800-635-3311. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-635-3311. That's 1-800-635-3311.
SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
Following the release of the cattle inventory report last Friday, the big question still remains. When will the U.S. cattle herd start to rebuild? Now, drought remains a major factor in slowing growth, and 62% of cattle across America are still currently in areas classified as drought. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by John Deere, proud partner of the FP Next podcast. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A mostly cloudy sky tonight, staying cold, a low near 10 above. Snow developing for Wednesday. Even some freezing rain mixed at times. Accumulations less than an inch by Wednesday night. Highs in the upper 20s. Bathroom remodels only $99 a month at BCI Bath and Shower. 800-329-4115. Currently it's 6.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Never thought I would be like this. Wide awake waiting on a good night kiss. Sipping 90 proof, talking to the moon, counting down the hours till it's 2 a.m. Never thought I would be like this. But as long as the night ends with you in a yellow cab, shooting me a text, ain't coming home soon. As long as I can bet on you calling in the bed after slipping out your high heel shoes. I ain't lying, saying have a good time. Out with your girls, girl, do what you do. No matter how late, baby, I'll be staying up. I can't sleep without you. I'll be tossing and turning all night, babe. From the smell of your hair on a pillowcase. Even if I tried without you by my side, I'd be dreaming with my eyes open. I'd be tossing and turning all night, babe. But as long as the night ends with you in a yellow cab, shooting me a text, ain't coming home soon. As long as I can bet on you crawling in the bed after sipping out your high heel shoes. I ain't lying, saying have a good time. Out with your girls, girl, do what you do. No matter how late, baby, I'll be staying up. I can't sleep without you. As the night ends with you in a yellow cab, shooting me a text, ain't coming home soon. As long as I can bet on you crawling in the bed after sipping out your high heels. day and up. I can't sleep without you. You know, no matter how late, baby, I'll be staying up. I can't sleep without you. Just wide awake waiting on a good night kiss. She's been playing at a room on the strip for 10 years in Vegas. Every night she looks in the mirror and she only ages. She's been reading about Nashville and all the records that everybody's buying. Says I'm a simple girl myself, grew up on Long Island. So she packs her bags to try her hand. Says this might be my last chance. She's gone country, look at them boots. She's gone country, back to her roots. She's gone country, a new kind of suit. She's gone country, here she comes. Well, the folk seems dead, but he's holding out in the village. Been writing songs, speaking out against wealth and privilege. He says, I don't believe in money, but a man can make him a killing. Cause some of that stuff don't sound much different than Dylan. I hear down there, it's changed, you see. Well, they're not as backward as they used to be. He's gone country, look at them boots. He's gone country, back to his roots. He's gone country, a new kind of suit. He's gone country, here he comes. To LA, but he's got a house in the valley. But the bills are piling up, and the pop scene just ain't on the rally. And he says, honey, I'm a serious composer, schooled in voice and composition. But with the crime and the smog these days, this ain't no place for children. Lord, it sounds so easy, it shouldn't take long. Be back in the money in no time at all. He's gone country, look at them boots. He's gone country, back to his roots. He's gone country, a new kind of suit. He's gone country, yeah, he comes.
Go Pepin Alma Eagles. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Baby, if you ever wonder
wish things could change. I know this might sound strange, but I think I'm in love with you. I didn't know it at the time. I know what I want to do. It's making me lose my mind. I thought about thinking it through. And every time I do, I find I want to make your dreams come true. I think I'm in love with you. I'm in love.
Never gonna change. I think about you. like it's some kind of joke, some kind of game. Girl, I think about you when I see a woman on the news who didn't ask to be abandoned or abused. It doesn't matter who she is, I think about you. 8 years old, big blue eyes and a heart of gold. When I look at this world, I think about you. And I can't help but see that every woman used to be somebody's little girl. I think about you. 8 years old, big blue eyes and a heart of gold.
Go Mondovi Buffaloes from all of us at Rio Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN.
Well, upon my got no direction. We're all playing the same game. We're all looking for redemption. We're just afraid to say the name. So caught up now in pretending. But what we're seeking is the truth. I'm just looking for a happy ending.